The fans had a great chance, and I was just, I mean, I didn't know what to expect. What a turnout on Saturday. Even though the weather was like, kind of looking around, going, I mean, James came up to me and he goes, oh, God, Steve. He says, we finally do something like this. He says, and there's a tornado watch. So he looks at me. He's like, I know, James, I know. And then it rained most of it. And everybody stuck around. They stuck around. And I think there have been great write-ups from everybody that was there. Mark Brennan and Nate Bauer and Thomas Frank Carr and Audrey Snyder and Dylan and John Sauber and the people that were there, to, you know, great write-ups on it. So you got a pretty good idea of how it played out. The defense had its night. Now, that's not, is that the way the camp has gone? No. There have been a lot of, this has been as competitive a camp as I've seen, where there have been a lot of periods which have been 8-7 one way or the other, close, which is what you want. But everybody got a chance to see Saturday, and Saturday in the rain was, okay, that's what everybody saw. Here's the key. The key now is to come back today, because they had yesterday off. You come back today and get this thing back to being 8-7. Make the adjustments to get the thing back to 8-7, where the offense wins 8, defense wins 7, defense wins 8, offense wins 7. That's what they have to do. You cannot let today be an offshoot of Saturday. The key is to stack days. So the offense has to get back to stacking days after having a tough one on Saturday. And the defense was great. Terrific. You know, I'll tell you what I really like about the corners. Dixon, King, Miller, Hardy. The way they play it, patience and poise. Patience and poise. That's how they play it out there. You can see it. The corners really, they were bright lights on Saturday. And I think the fans saw it, and the, obviously, media covering it saw it. So